We all want to be a part of something bigger, bigger than ourselves. We see that a lot in history with various movements. We see it in all different types of groups and clubs that form a common goal or a common end. Even the mafia. I can't believe I'm mentioning the mafia in the homily, but even the mafia, as evil as they are, there's a groupthink behind it. They're all in this together. To illustrate this point further, a good priest friend of mine told me this story when he was a prison chaplain. And of course, he would provide the sacraments to the Catholic inmates. One day after Mass, a prisoner said, "Father, we should really name our group." And so Father agreed, and after some deliberations, they said, "Let's call ourselves St. Joseph Parish." And so they did. And about a few weeks later, Father arrived back at that same prison, and the warden wished to speak to him. So the priest met in the warden's office, and the warden said, "Father, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but you just formed a new gang in the prison." That's a true story, by the way. I love that story. But anyway, that might be a poor illustration, but we all want to be part of something bigger, no matter where you are. We want to be part of something else. Today, we can put family under that same category. In a special way, we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And to be honest, I have to be very careful about my preaching for this feast day. Because you and I, we can be tempted to say, "Well, I mean, my goodness, they're way up here, the Holy Family, 2,000 years ago. Way, way up here. And I'm somewhere down here, 2018. But the Holy Family can teach us some things. As we know, family life is full of joys and great gifts. But it can be a mixed bag. From our society, outside of the family, we see there are many challenges of what is family life and what is marriage. And even within families, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about with Christmas and everything. When people get together, there's bound to be conflict in the same room, under the same roof, whatever it is. There's just bound to be conflict. The Gospels give us, unfortunately, little details, not that many details, of the inner life of the Holy Family. And we don't know much about Jesus' childhood. We don't know those details that you and I would like to know in the 21st century. But we do know this, that the Holy Family, their lives were completely changed, reordered, put on a course, even before the Holy Family became the Holy Family. How they said yes, even before this family started. Just look at Mary. What do we see in Mary in the text today? Mary is one who is constantly reflecting and pondering all of these things in her heart. That's a lesson right there. How much do you and I need to stop and think and ponder and pray for a moment before we do something? How often do we do that in our families? I know that's easier said than done. But do we take time to reflect? And then we have our friend Joseph. And we see that Joseph is one who is willing to move and to act. Even when he is absolutely terrified, when he's confused, when he doesn't know what is going on sometimes. But he does it. He does it for the will and the ultimate plan of God. So do you and I take action when needed? Maybe we can combine the two for today. Reflective action. As individuals and as families. And of course, the 12-year-old Jesus. No surprise that we see Jesus in the temple. Did you not know that I would be in my Father's house? So really, ultimately, the Holy Family we can learn today is it can be in an environment where you and I can learn to receive and give love to the best of our abilities and the messiness of our families. That's our core. That's something that we can try to strive for. In our biological families and in our church families too. In our families, sometimes though, my dear brothers and sisters, we may struggle to love the person that's right in front of you. And maybe that said person is a spouse, your children, or another family member. So do I love this person that is right in front of me? Or do I love an idea of what they should be in my mind? That's some curious language right there. Do I love them unconditionally? Yes, challenge them when there are some dangerous behaviors, absolutely. But do I love them? Or do I love an idea of what they should be? That's a very dangerous word there, should, that we have in our minds sometimes. I always wondered in the gospel, what was Jesus teaching to those elders and scribes? Those are those questions I want to know. Or like that other gospel episode, Jesus and the adulterous woman. Do you remember Jesus writing in the sand? What's he writing? That stuff keeps me up at night. What's he doing? Well, we don't know what Jesus is exactly teaching, but we can take a stab at it. We can picture Jesus telling all those teachers in the temple that God is not a no. Because right now in our society, many people have an idea of God as being no, up in the sky. The word no. But Jesus is telling us the complete opposite. All of those laws and commandments from the time of Moses, they're life building. They're an image of what's to come. Of what's coming down the boulevard. The Messiah. That this said Messiah is going to come and die and rise for all of the human family. A great quote to keep in mind for this feast day is from the Irish writer James Joyce. I love this quote. He says, "Here comes everybody." A real good picture of what the church is, or what the church should be. Catholic, universal. But I would like to add to that quote this morning. Here comes everybody, even the annoying ones. And that works, again, for our biological or our church family. Everybody, the odd, the difficult, the eccentric, the hardworking, the joyful, the corrupt, and yes, even the annoying. And you and I, we're in that too. We're in this thing called the church, or our families. So this afternoon, let's not put the Holy Family up on a pedestal. We tend to do that a whole lot. But the Holy Family is meant to teach us of how we are to be open to the disruptions of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Ultimately, our families are not our own. We are not our own. But God is the set author of all that we say, of all that we do, of all that we act. So let us, again this morning, be good members of our family, whatever our family looks like. And let us proclaim with goodness and love and gentleness the mercy of God.